anything, just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You, of course, can bring up anything. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. And one of those things would be, Mark, you've got a couple things you wanted to get to tonight. One is market failure. The other is a response to Gene the Christian Anarchist. Take your choice.
Well, I'll take the market failure.
Very good.
Free market has failed.
So says who?
Well, from James.
Considering we don't have a free market, he's already wrong, but go ahead.
Okay. Ian, Mark, and Julia. Best show available. Thank you for your efforts.
Well,
I'll get to the point and give you one great example of how business doesn't always make the right decisions in lieu of making tons of money. Bear infects thousands with AIDS viruses and tainted blood. And I looked at the YouTube article, and apparently it was on Scarborough Report or something like
Somebody
that.
Somebody had called us about that. Wasn't it back in the 80s? When that
happened? It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, these kind of things don't come to light immediately. Apparently internal memos showed that they, in fact, knew or something like that, that the AIDS was in there, had enough information that it was, you know, there was some level of infection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know precisely what the level of infection was. Apparently they pulled them off the market in the United States, but then put it on the market in several other countries. That Japan was listed. I know that much. So, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World and Ian claim that a business owner will do what's right because it's good for business, or else it will do it will harm the business. Sounds good, but wrong. Some humans that are heads of corporations can affect the lives of those around them, constantly making greedy choices that harm others and businesses, and business continues without any real problems.
I don't know about the word constantly. I'd say for sure it happens sometimes, but I don't know if it's something that's happening every day.
It if Bear made this decision, it was a very, very bad decision. But one doesn't know these things until much later. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you do get a disease like AIDS, you must be constantly guessing as to where you got it from, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been unprotected sex. And back in the 80s, or I'm sure that plenty of people were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Today, plenty of people are doing that.
Yeah, but AIDS is going down in the United States, so I mean, people are probably, protection isn't probably as big of an issue to them. People still buy Bear aspirin. People still buy oil and gasoline, even though oil companies are non-responsive to the pollution that they create and are killing the fishing environments for villagers in Africa. I'll spare you the list as there are many examples. As I am not for government interference by limiting commerce through legislation, I have no real answer to this problem. I personally do not ever knowingly choose...
Well, that's good, because the government's been around the whole time. Bayer and the gas companies have been here.
Right. And in the case of the oil companies in particular, they enjoy the protection of the governments in those
sure.
places. And the government, you know, the governments essentially sanction whatever it is that they're doing. So it's not as good of an example.
Mm-hmm.
If in the case of, you know, polluting the ocean to the point that there's, you know, fish kills all over Africa, you can pretty easily find science to point that that's, you know, it's the oil companies doing that, and then they can be sued, and then there can be recompense made to the injured parties.
That's if the property is privately owned. He's talking about the ocean, right? He's talking about areas of the
even
ocean.
Even dumping in regular water, if, you know, if we were in a more free market world and had a more powerful tort system, you would still be able to use the courts to sue somebody who was dumping in a public area like water.
Well, you could also homestead the water and make it private property, too.
That's another idea, but I'm just saying, even if you didn't do that, because for whatever reason, homesteading oceans seems to be difficult to people to get that idea, you know?
So let me see if I understand what he's saying here. And the Bayer thing has come up before, and I forget. I think somebody called in to respond to it. I don't recall what they had to say, unfortunately. But if what he's saying is true and that Bayer gave thousands of people HIV through a tainted product. It's awful. I mean, it's terrible news. Clearly, the government regulation didn't stop it, and I'm glad he's not calling for more government regulation, because what we see with government regulation, as he probably well knows, is that the regulations really exist to keep new competitors out of the business from bringing their innovation in and their new ideas to whatever the industry is. So whether it's your plumbers or whether it's the aspirin manufacturers or gas companies, the regulation just protects the existing industries, and it doesn't really do much to help anything. So I'm glad he's not calling for government
James
intervention.
Wouldn't. He's a pretty good libertarian, and likely he would say that even the problems of the free market are superior to the problems of government.
Yes, and that is definitely the case. I mean, the free market is, I mean, I don't think we've ever sold it as utopia on this show. It's not, if we have a free market, it doesn't mean people won't get hurt. If we have a free market, it doesn't mean there won't be criminals around. And if we have a free market, it doesn't mean that society will be perfect. But what it does mean is that it is the best way for mankind to interact with his fellow man. It's the truly nonviolent, consensual way for people to interact with one another, whereas what we have today is a non-consensual system, a government based on coercion, and I think that's something worthy of moving towards. And if it's true that companies are doing naughty things, then in the free marketplace, you'll be free to spread information about those companies. You'll be free to boycott them and put up websites and, you know, wave signs out in front of their offices and things like that. And you can spread the word about all the bad things they're doing, and people can stop buying their products.
And on that note, if you'll be able to spread the word a lot easier if the news isn't 95% about government and politicians and what's going on in their lives.
That's true. I mean, look at what the news covers. Take your front page of your newspaper. Look at the television news at nighttime. What are they talking about?
Politicians.
Right. They're talking about what the politicians at state, local, and federal levels are doing. That's got to be the absolute bulk of news reporting in America. And so if news agencies didn't have these coercive state governments and federal governments to report on, then they'd have to fill that space with something. So they'd probably be talking about consumer issues. They'd probably be talking about, you know, things buyers should be aware of and what companies are doing mean things.
I never heard anything about this Bayer, and I mean, I pay attention to the news on the internet. I this is the first I've heard of it.
Well, it's relatively new information. You know, obviously it happened 20 years ago, so it's new relative to that. And I think that it's clear that there's always going to be a lag time between the crime that was committed by, you know, a company, and really this crime was committed by a man or a group, a person or a group of persons. So there's going to be a lag time between the crime being committed and the, you know, recompense being given. And sometimes it's going to be longer than others. In this case, the memos have come out, they've surfaced, and it's time now to sue Bayer. To sue the people that made the decision, the ones that are living, and they need to, those people need to pay for that. So I think that we're still talking about a system that would work as far as a more free market system. Those people need a good suing.
There you go.
And some of them, as far as I'm concerned, if their decisions resulted in imprisonment, well, they need to go to prison. It resulted in people dying, excuse me, then they need to go to prison. You understand?
Makes sense to me. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is there more?
Right. Let's see. I personally do not ever knowingly choose a Bayer product, and I guarantee to you that they have never noticed. Now, what's
probably
your
true?
Yeah. What's your response? Dr. Ruart's book is good, but it's not the end all. At this point in history, her propositions are theories, and by looking at the corruption in commerce as well as government, she may want to rethink her position. Dastardly deeds don't guarantee the failure of a company. Look forward to your response, James Dillon.
So, what was the last question?
Well, what's the response? We've given our response.
Yeah, our response is that, well, it's not perfect. I mean, the free market isn't perfect, but the government regulatory marketplace is much worse.
Right. In a perfect world.
So come up
world,
with some innovation as to how this could be solved.
In a perfect world, immediately upon someone committing a crime, they would be punished. And unfortunately, it's not. Sometimes there would be lag times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like the idea of somebody going after a criminal 20 years, 30 years after they've done something. But in this case, you're talking about thousands of people that were killed. I think that there's some kind of continuum there. I don't know. It bothers me. And I think these people should pay for that crime.
I wonder what the marketplace would do in a situation like that. If we actually had a free market and people could Would we see a competitor of Bayer's come out and basically say, hey, we don't kill our customers, you should buy our aspirin instead? I mean, would that sell a few extra aspirin bottles?
Probably not.
I don't know. I'm just curious as to what innovations could come out that could help solve this problem. More coming up. If you've got ideas, share them with us. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And the features on the site, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free. freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. It is. I've done it myself. I did a will over there. I guess it's probably been a year now. And I just whipped right through. They just ask you some questions. You answer the questions. They fill out the form for you, and off you go. LegalZoom.com. You can save $10 off your order with using the code FTL. That's LegalZoom.com.
Let's go to your phone calls. Point of the show. Talk to Christina in Wisconsin. Christina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone. I'm calling to let you guys know it kind of falls into what you were talking about. Government regulation just doesn't work with unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. It's not very sexy, but very soon the CPSIA goes into effect, which theoretically was to protect children. Have you guys heard of that one?
I have not. CPSIA, what's it stand for?
The Children's Protection Importation something. But the idea is that it's to protect children's toys from being contaminated by lead.
I did hear about this. Yeah.
Right.
Isn't this really going to hurt the small toy manufacturers?
Exactly. Not even manufacturers. Folks who are doing it handmade, grandpas working in their garage selling at, you know, art fairs. Anybody, for everything you make, I make stuffed animals, so if I make 10 different types of stuffed animals, I have to submit them to a government-authorized lab to have them tested at between $3,000 to $4,000 for each item.
What?
To certify that it's not lead contaminated.
It's a government lab that's doing the certification on top of everything else? I mean, as though it wouldn't be bad enough that you mandatorily had to send it to Underwriters Laboratories. It's a government organization that's doing this?
Well, no, the lab has to be government certified.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
You have to go through something that they approve of.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is going into effect very soon. There's still some doubt about when, but it's going to be either February 1st, March 1st, but very soon. So a lot of the independent toy makers around the U.S. are just really, you know, kind of waiting to find out, you know, how is this going to be enforced? What's going to happen? It's just it's one of those. Theoretically, people will sign up for it because everybody wants to protect the kids, but nobody thinks it through what the consequences are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it would put a lot of companies out of business if they had to test every toy to the tune of $3,000, and that's just where it starts.
It's no problem for Mattel.
Right. It's going to go up from there.
And as you said about free markets, this is a great way for the Fisher-Prices, the Mattels of the world to essentially, you know, keep their stranglehold on the market. So, you know, a lot of homeschoolers buy specific types of toys that are curriculum-based. Those are the small type of manufacturers or the home manufacturers that are going to be directly affected by this.
Cottage industry. Now, I haven't read this law, and you seem to know more about it than I do, so I'll ask you this question. Is the law specifically say toys, or can one call their toy, you know, this isn't, this is not a toy.
This is for adults.
This is a collecting item. This is
a collectible for adults.
Right. This is a, you know, I don't know. You come up with some term that means toy, but isn't toy.
Right. And that's what a lot of folks, you know, kind of in the toy world are talking about, is because the law specifically states is any product intended for play for a child 12 years or under. So the legitimate workaround is to say, well, you know, your thing is for kids or people 12 and over.
Right.
But, you know, great. So now we've got another law on the books that everyone just looks to subvert. And the intent, which is to protect children, you know, is completely out the window, because the logic of it is that, well, who are these yabos who are, you know, sourcing everything to China in the first place? So it's just, it defies common sense.
Well, the government regulations drove people to China in the first place. That's why manufacturers left America and moved to other countries, because of incredibly heavy amounts of regulatory hoops that they had to jump through in order to continue doing business here. And so you're right. I mean, it was government regulations that drove the companies out first. Now they're manufacturing things in China, and you're saying that, well, things are kind of dangerous. And, of course, so the fact that lead poison products even came into America could be an unintended consequence of government's regulations. regulations that drove the companies out in the first place, and now they're putting on more government regulations to supposedly solve the problems that the earlier government regulations created. And this is a pattern that we see repeated over and over again. Government control creates unintended consequences, and then government says, well, now we need to solve these problems. And they go and they create more new laws to supposedly solve the problems they originally created with their original laws in the first place. And, of course, then those just create more unintended consequences. And then government has more laws that it can write to supposedly solve whatever problems are coming next. And all in the meantime, businesses are ruined, lives are destroyed, and people like you are put into a very difficult position where you can't market the toys that you're making in the way that you used to be able to market them. You have to jump through all kinds of legal hoops and change your package and do various different things in order to come under under compliance with these new absurdities.
And it's absolute, and this is just another example of how this hurts the economy. As America, we don't make anything anymore. You can't just make money by waving it around. And it's the old analogy, it's the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. You know, you can have as many heads of gold, but if the feet are clay, the whole thing collapses. So I just thought I'd want to let you guys know.
Thank you for giving us the heads up on that, Christina. I appreciate the call. And if you want to bring something up on this show, a lot of people send us emails to show prep, and I really appreciate that. We do use your emails. It's just we don't get to them all.
Because people call, and it's a show about calls.
Exactly. So bringing up a topic like that is most effective by calling. I actually had an email about this, and I found it interesting, but it just, it didn't make it into the show prep in the last few days. This is from the Consumerist, consumerist.com. Thanks to big companies like Mattel, this may be the last Christmas season for a lot of handmade or custom toys from small businesses. Here's the problem summed up in an Etsy frequently asked questions from a woman who makes and sells puppets. Question: so with this new law going into effect for children's toys, does this mean your toys will no longer be suitable for children? Answer: bingo! After February 10th, 2009, none of my toys will be suitable for children under the age of 12. Apparently, that's the date that they all get poisoned. Research the CPSIA and write to your senator or congressman telling them they'll totally put me out of the business of selling children's toys. She says, dude, I just can't afford the $3,000 to test my toys. And according to the caller, it's $3,000 per toy.
And that seems unreasonably high.
Well, I'm surprised it's so low, quite honestly.
Really?
I mean, yeah,
$3,000?
The big manufacturers would really like to put people out of business. Where are the home-based drug industry? Where is that?
It doesn't exist because they have to go through $1 billion testing process.
It's a $1 billion testing process, and that's what they want, and that's what it's going to be at some point. But it's kind of interesting. They want to do, two things are going to happen here. Either company's going to go out of business, like this woman claims, or they're going to start calling their toys for people 13 and up.
Right.
And then when you have a set of blocks for people 13 and up, then the government's going to start coming after those people.
Oh, because it's false advertising or something?
Treating them like criminals.
That's a good point. 800-259-9231. I've got a little more about this new toy regulation that's coming into effect here shortly, which could decimate some family businesses. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki. We've got over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. Summer break, too. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation? Free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend the seminars at the University of California in Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on both the spring break and the summer seminars. That's libertarianseminars.com.
800-259-9231. So we're talking about the CPSIA, Child Protection something, 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 whatever. Anyway, it's some new set of regulations from the government, though your loving federal government always looking out to keep you safe. In this case, it was the lead scare from some of the Chinese products that were manufactured for Mattel that spooked some people out about lead. And so because one company had one problem, they've now mandated that all people that are selling toys children under the age of 12.
Do we not worry about lead poisoning for children over the age of 13?
Exactly.
Well, they're less likely to put things in their mouths.
So,
do 12-year-olds put things in their mouths?
Not really.
They had to pick an age, right?
They picked an age, and that's what they went after. And so what we're finding out here, as Christina called us a few moments ago, we're finding out that these small toy manufacturers are going to have a real tough time getting their toys certified from this government bureaucracy, because it's a $3,000 per toy certification cost. So the idea is, and I'm sure that's only scratching the surface of what this particular piece of legislation does, but so the idea would be that if you are a home toy manufacturer, it's your, let's say it's your business or perhaps your hobby to manufacture children's toys, take it to a flea market or something like that, or take it to a local retailer and essentially sell it kind of consignment basis or something. Maybe you're whittling little wooden toys at home.
Right.
You would have to send your toy in to the federal government for approval prior to being able to actually sell it in the marketplace. And if what you're doing is just kind of a for fun thing, or you're just a very, very small business, $3,000, if you don't have a storefront, you don't have already a significant amount of overhead, that's tremendous. This is an incredible amount of regulation, and that's just that one area. We've yet to even scratch the surface of what the other things are that they're going to demand. There's a story over at consumerist.com talking about some of the fallout from this. So what happened, asks the article. Well, after last year's spate of killer lead toys and their subsequent recalls, the government stepped in with new legislation. Unfortunately, the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act that they passed says that manufacturers must now test for lead paint, and by February 10th, they must test for lead and certain chemicals anywhere in products made for children 12 and under. This means even small companies who say don't even use paint, much less import from Chinese factories, will be required to shell out large sums of money to certify that their toys are safe.
Right. Imagine you make a toy truck out of a block of wood with little wood wheels and don't paint it. Why in the world do you need certification for not having lead in your product?
It's crazy.
Because, well,
they said
somebody gets money.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that going to drive the price of toys up?
Sure.
I mean, $3,000 per toy? You got to make up for that somewhere.
According to the economic theory, it would tend to drive up prices, not actually drive up prices.
Well, if costs increase, they are likely going to have to increase. I mean, they could dip their profit. That's true. They could cut into their profit a little bit, keep their prices where they are. But there's a good chance that the price of a Barbie doll could go up by 1 cent or something like that. I mean, for a company like Mattel, they can spread that price increase across thousands and thousands of products. Whereas an individual manufacturer who's just making it for fun or only manufacturing a handful of items per month, you can't spread $3,000 across a small amount of products.
Also, Mattel, what they can do is essentially buy themselves a government-certified lab and thereby run their costs down significantly. And
Mattel could buy their own lab, you mean?
They could either make a deal with a lab that's mm-hmm. lucrative. So there's no government rule that the test has to cost $3,000 per toy. They just have to have them tested. So if a lab says, if Mattel says, makes a deal with a lab, says, we'll send you some, you'll be on our short list here as long as you charge us only $1,500.
What if you're speculating, Mark? Hold on. What if I believe you are speculating on the cost here. You're imagining that the $3,000 cost is sort of the industry standard for these testing labs, but it may be, in fact, a government mandated fee. It may be some sort of mandated thing in the law.
Does it really cost $3,000 to test for lead? I feel like if you shop around, you could get it a little cheaper.
I couldn't tell you. That's what the information that we've been given.
Well, I'd like to dig in here a little bit into the CPSIA and find out, you know, for sure where that number comes from, because it's being thrown around a lot. Christina mentioned it. It's mentioned here on this particular blog entry over at consumerist.com. The LA Times, by the way,
might be mentioning it because she read that particular blog entry.
There's a lot about this. I did a quick Google search, and there are a lot of articles out there. If they don't change the law, we'd have to close our doors, said Nick Christensen, owner of the Little Sapling Toys in Eureka, California. We won't be able to afford the testing. His wooden rattles and building blocks, which retail for $20 to $40, would cost at least $1,500 per model. Okay, there you go. There's a different number right there. Would cost at least $1,500 per model to test, he said. Because he makes 20 models, however, his testing bill would be at least $30,000. Christensen, who makes everything by hand, says the only things his products contain are wood and beeswax, and he's bitter about being forced to test them for lead. Other manufacturers say they've been quoted testing prices of $24,000 for a telescope, $1,100 for a wooden wagon, and $400 for cloth diapers, according to the Toy Alliance. Mm. The Handmade Toy Alliance says the law could be improved by exempting small businesses and by recognizing that certain manufacturing processes shouldn't require lead paint testing. For instance, if your toys aren't painted or don't use plastic. If the law stays unchanged, however, and if the fees for testing don't suddenly drop dramatically, then come this February, you can expect either empty shelves in toy stores that specialize in handmade goods or an explosion in toy collectibles that are now labeled not made for children. And as you pointed, you guys were pointing out, if they start selling these products that are obviously for children and they have labels on them that say they aren't for children, is there a possibility the government could come after those people? Like, hey, you're trying to subvert our process here. Clearly these are for small children. This is false advertising.
I don't doubt that at all. I really don't. I mean, that's one of the things that I speculated.
If that becomes a big problem, they may just have to certify what age your toy's for. They may start a new toy bureaucracy where they say,
oh my gosh,
okay, we're going to test it for lead, and we're going to approve a certain age bracket.
You know,
a rating system for toys?
Or the next the next thing comes along where a child does get lead poisoning from a collectible, and then the witch hunt begins.
Oh my gosh.
Or the person who allowed the child to have the collectible, child abuse, prison time.
Oh, yeah, the person who sold they might do sting operations to make sure that people aren't selling to, even if it says for people 12 or older, if you bring your little child into the store, then that could be illegal. Kind of like when you go to the grocery store and you've got somebody who's 17 with you, but you're 22. If you're buying alcohol, they card both people, and if one person's underage, they won't sell it to you. So maybe it'll be kind of the same thing. If you walk into the toy store with your little 5-year-old next to you, they won't sell you the block set because, well, the employee should know that that's going to be going to the 5-year-old and not a 13-year-old.
Right, so now your kid can't go help pick out toys. Now, it's got to be difficult for parents to figure out what, I know I went to the toy store and I wanted to pick things out. So now they wouldn't be able to go do that unless it's a mass-produced toy. That's a real problem. What if I go to the toy store and I say, I want to get something for my kid, and I try to lead the pimply-faced store clerk into getting me something that is not, approved for children. What if it's just a kid who wants to help out? He, he knows that this collectible thing's just a sham anyway. So he leads me there, and then we arrest him.
800-259-9231. Are you in business in the toy world? Is this going to affect you? You're welcome to comment on that or anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. Toll free 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and order whatever it is that you need for life. They have virtually everything. 41 categories in which you can shop, even used items that you can purchase there at amazon.freetalklive.com. And we'll get a percentage when you enter through that link. So it's really a great way to get the things that you need for life, even groceries. They sell groceries now over there and so many more. A lot of free Super Saver shipping as well, so you probably won't have to pay anything for shipping on a lot of the items that you buy. There's really no reason to go shopping anywhere else. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You get stuff you need, we get a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And one of the nice things about Amazon is they make it easy for small business owners to market their products on the internet through the Amazon system, at least for now, until February 10th when these new rules are going to go into place. The Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act is going to be mandating that business owners, the people that run toy manufacturing companies, even the smallest of the small, will have to go and submit their products to very expensive testing processes before they can market their products.
How are they going to enforce? I mean, when I was little, I used to go to a flea market all the time that they had in the city that I grew up in, mm-hmm. and there were people selling toys there. If you just make toys on your own, I imagine a lot of people, A, don't hear about these laws. And, I mean, what if you just do it anyway at a flea market? Or I guess you'd have to be ratted out. Otherwise, you could be ratted out.
More money for the government.
Well, that's true. They might have pay the snitches to rat you out. And flea markets are known for having government agents walking around them sniffing out whether or not people are collecting sales tax. So it wouldn't really be too much of an extension from there to have those government agents essentially be working for the feds and also check toys to make sure they have certificates, which I was reading this article here. The LA Times has some good detail on what this particular act is going to entail. And apparently each toy is going to have a certificate included with it to show that it has been certified safe from lead, so parents can feel better about themselves when they're buying toys. So there's no sign of an economic slowdown, says the L.A. Times, at Larry Mistyanik's toy factory in Compton. Whirring machines cut letters from the alphabet out of red, blue, and yellow slabs of wood, making long rows of the letter E. Across the room, men with air filter masks sand toddlers' chairs that are lined up in rows as if expecting a convention of miniature leaders. The machines are so loud it's hard to hear the rows of tiny wooden music boxes playing a disjointed lullaby. But the bustle of activity belies what Mistyanik says is a real concern for his company, Tag Toys. A new federal regulation that took effect this week requires him to have all of his products tested for lead paint by an outside firm, and Mistyanik says that could wipe out his small profit, forcing him to raise prices. He says, I like the idea of safety, but this is just overreacting. He employs 45 people at his company, and the test for each of his 175 toys runs about $2,000 a piece, he said. That's a $350,000 hit to his bottom line, or close to what he makes in an annual profit. The testing is required under the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act.
Before you go any farther with this, if a company was being, you know, a company was dastardly enough to use lead paint in their items, couldn't they just submit something besides, you know, something that was painted with something else and then paint all their stuff
through the process? Yeah, they certainly could.
I mean, it's the certification really is meaningless.
Yeah, well, it means a lot to
it certifies that somebody wouldn't make a mistake and accidentally paint something with lead paint. But I think everybody's pretty clear about lead paint these days. If they've ever bought a home, they know what a huge deal the government makes about lead paint disclosures of houses over the older than, I don't know, 20 years or something.
The testing is required under the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, which was passed in response to the massive recalls of toys containing lead and other dangerous substances. Manufacturers must now test for lead paint, and by February 10th, they must begin testing for lead and certain chemicals anywhere in products made for children 12 and under. Supporters, including Bobby Rush from Illinois, say the bill will help restore consumers' confidence in the toys they buy and prevent children from suffering lead poisoning. But many small domestic toy and clothing makers say the law could jeopardize their ability to just stay in business. A German company, Selecta, recently told retailers it was pulling out of the United States market after evaluating the costs of complying with the law. So if you'd been enjoying Selecta's products, well, you're going to have to somehow try to import them, I guess. I don't know how this will apply to importing. Maybe they just won't even sell to people in the United States anymore. Looks like you're screwed there. Thousands of others are waiting and holding their breath and hoping for amendments, said Julia Chen, spokeswoman for the Handmade Toy Alliance, a trade group seeking changes in the rules. So
that's probably the reason the trade group came around in the first place.
The manufacturers say they've never been forced to recall a toy and believe they're being punished for other companies' lax standards abroad.
Exactly, that's what the government does.
Yeah, and when one person screws up, everybody gets punished for it. Last year's recalls, and all the consumers are punished as well because they have to pay higher prices as a result. And these companies, if companies are pulling out of the marketplace and just closing their doors, then that means there's less competition, and that can usually result in higher prices if there's just not as much competition in the marketplace. Last year's recalls were for toys manufactured overseas for big companies like Mattel, Incorporated. We're steadfast believers in U.S. manufacturing, said Mistyanik, so why should we have to suffer because Mattel wants to do work in China? Many of the businesses affected by the law were created to make better, safer toys than those available at chain retailers such as Walmart stores. Now, I don't have any way to verify this, but I believe it is true that Walmart instituted their own testing policy after this story broke big. After the news came out about the lead poisoning, Walmart instituted a new policy to ensure that the products that were being marketed at its stores were safe.
That makes sense to me.
So the marketplace already responded long before the government was able to help protect consumers. And it did it on a voluntary basis, but now the government has come in and is going to mandate that everybody play the same game. So according to this, one of the toy makers founded the Handmade Toy Alliance, Dan Marshall. The new testing rules are being phased in. By February 10th, children's products must be accompanied by a manufacturer's certificate that says they do not contain lead or phthalates, which are chemicals used to soften plastic. On February 15th, children's products will have to be tested by a third party to ensure they don't have small parts that could easily be broken off and swallowed. So they'll be needing to be tested for that, too, apparently.
Apparently, our court system isn't good enough to handle that. It seems to me that
liability issues.
Yeah, the liability issue would be enough that a company would be very careful on that, and recommend the right ages for parents. And if they didn't, that a jury of their peers could judge them. I'm not saying that I think a jury of their peers is the best form of judging out there, but it's what we've got, and I think that that's a good enough system.
Hey, Mark, I know you've got a young 9-month-old at home. I don't know if you have a walker for him yet, but if you haven't bought that, you might want to. They're going to have to start testing bouncers and walkers in June.
Already got it.
In March, children's jewelry will be required to submit to third-party tests. So children's jewelry now going to be having to be tested as well.
What kind of jewelry do children...
There's children's jewelry out there.
Like the plastic stuff?
Whatever is children's jewelry will have to be tested.
Okay.
Retailers could also be hurt by the new law. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, stores would not be allowed to sell inventory after February 10th that had not been tested for lead content. That means if the products are made out of natural materials but have not been tested, they'll have to be pulled from the shelves. It's a huge blow to retailers who are confused by the law and are already hurting in a slow economy. The owner of Treehouse in the Glen, an eco-friendly San Jose store that opened 4 months ago and sells toys made out of natural materials, says it's going to be illegal for me to sell a lot of the stuff that I have in my store. She says her suppliers are going to raise their toy prices, which are already high compared with the cost of toys made in factories overseas. She fears she'll have to close her shop down. Her dreams of selling locally made, handcrafted toys thwarted by the mistakes of companies overseas. Well, it's not necessarily them. It's the fact that the government does this crap. The government has thwarted people's dreams. The government is destroying people's businesses. And they don't care. It doesn't affect their bottom line.
No, they go to sleep. These government agents are going to sleep thinking, oh, this isn't great. We're protecting children.
I'm a hero.
They're putting people out of work is what they're doing.
The Toy Alliance is hoping to get Congress to revise the law to exempt manufacturers who make children's items exclusively using natural products such as wood or cotton, or to allow them to test those raw materials instead of the finished product. So if you're making 27 different toys all from the same pieces of wood, then why can't you just test the original material?
Right. That's great and everything, but what if I make wooden toys and then paint them? What if that's my business? I know that I'm not using lead paint. I don't need you people. Obviously, there's no thalamides in there. I'm not making plastic. Why do I need to be tested?
You're right. I mean, they're just begging, Mark. I mean, these are just essentially the serfs are just begging to be exempted from this new law.
Well, that's all they can do, really.
They could disobey.
How could a manufacturer disobey?
Well, if you're going to go out of business anyway, you might as well just continue making them as is.
Well, you could do that, but then nobody's going to buy them, right?
Don't count on that, said Sharon Jenkins, spokes-bureaucrat for the Congressman who put the bill forth. Here's what she had to say to these beggars. Nobody likes to tighten up, she said, but the law is the law, and the standards aren't going to be changed. So F you, independent toy manufacturers. That's what they're saying. Good luck doing your business now, because you're screwed. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Boy, we sure need government, don't we?
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Everyone knows.